Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as I like to say. I mean, you need to be part of the solution, right? Don't we talk about that on a regular basis? Because if you're part of the solution, it means you got informed. Once you get informed, you take that with you. When you have conversations with people, don't let them get away with it. Don't let them say stuff that you know is not true, really not true. And then that way that you might be able to inform them. Maybe they don't want to hear anything you have to say, but say it anyway. At least that's how I feel. You don't shove it down their throats. You don't call them an idiot. You don't say stuff like that. But at least you give the information they need to step out on. And they can't get it out of their head once it's in there. Really. Seriously. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The Houston Chronicle is attacking churches. The Christmas production. Now, we know that Christmas production includes, you know, people of different colors. And, you know, for the record, I know some of you have written to me before, and I've talked about this before, and I'm not going to say it every single time we have a show. Jesus was not pasty white. Okay, can we go there and get this over with once and for all? Yeah, Jesus was not pasty white. All right? I mean, he was from the Middle East. Last I checked, they're mostly, like, brown. Right? And for anybody to say that Jesus, you know, white, blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, you're just being dishonest with yourself. And not everybody in the Bible, not everybody in the days of Christ was black. Yes, black, brown, well-tanned, I don't care what you use. Now, Christmas is the time of year when Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus. Many churches go all out, celebrate the season. Right? Prestonwood Church in Plano, Texas, and Champion Forest Baptist Church in Houston, they do go all out. Both mega churches hosted massive, over-the-top Christmas productions featuring performers gliding through the air and live animals. Now, some of it they do to get people to come in. I'm not saying it's okay or right or whatever. Right? The elaborate jaw-dropping church performance and makes Vegas shows look like a lounge act at best. They do go all out, sometimes way too all out, in my mind. But I'm not the one that was called to do it. Instead of celebrating the work of thousands of volunteers, the Houston Chronicle went on to attack mode. They published a snarky report on how the show had generated controversy, in their mind anyway. They specifically point out TikTok users that had complained about the production, suggested revoking the church's tax exempt status. Why? Ooh, because they were over the top? The TikToker said that she felt uncomfortable attending the show and questioning the morality of spending such money to celebrate Christmas. I mean, did she give any? If she didn't give any money, I would say my first thought would be to shut up. Period. You know, if the Christmas spectacular makes you feel uncomfortable, maybe it may not be the elephant. It could be a matter of your heart. Why do the Christmas show? Champion Forrest wrote on his Facebook page. The answer is simple. The same reason we do anything we do to advance God's kingdom by his... Look, this is a hater already. She starts off hating it all. What makes you think for a minute she wants to glorify God? He goes on to say, by his grace, we were blessed to see over 30,000 people come through our doors. 30,000 people saw Jesus on display, and the true Christmas story was able to be told. And the most wonderful part of this wonderful time of year is that more than 700 attendees accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's for a Christian, truly, honestly, that's what it's all about. There shouldn't be any dollar amount on it. You know, what's the worth of a life? Does anybody get a number? Do we say that, you know, depending on the age, maybe it's a sliding scale depending on the age. It looks that way. Right? So what for the Christian world, you have to ask, what's a life worth? You know what I mean? I want to know for sure. See, I shouldn't say a life. Let me rephrase that. A soul. What is a soul worth? What is saving somebody from eternal damnation? Is it $10 million, $20 million, $10? How much is it? Now, for those of you who don't believe, obviously, this doesn't apply to you. But those of you who do, who always love to complain about money, what is that dollar? I want to know what that dollar amount is. You obviously have something in your head. I don't know what that is. I would imagine you don't know what that is. I always love it when I catch somebody off guard and I'll say to them, so what's the number? How much can I, you know, you get, Bill Gates can have like $1 billion and he can tell me how great he is and how wonderful he is, but a pastor can't. Got it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
That helps. But is it going to help? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how it goes. I shouldn't have to tell you all the time. I don't want to tell you all the time. How's that? Anyhow, I don't know if I should ruin the rest of the show with this guy. Right? I mean, seriously. Governor Newsom, or Newsom as I love to call him, is at it again. Really is. He ordered a spending freeze because the state's budget deficit is going to hit close to $70 billion. Now remember, we were $100 billion surplus out of nowhere. I don't know how that happened, by the way. I kind of do, but I don't. So we had all this extra money. Instead of paying down our debt, instead of paying down our liabilities, what they do, they start spending like nuts. Now, they'll tell you they spent some of it off. Yeah, they spent, I don't know what it was, $10 million. Out of all that money, $10 billion to pay down the debt. Leave it for somebody else. Not a big deal, right? Now, state agencies should cut spending on everything from office supplies to computer equipment, halt all non-essential travel. This letter is posted to the state website, right? It also freezes, the freeze also restricts purchases of new vehicles and other equipment. Now, they just mandated for school districts, anyway, to buy electric buses. Let that sink in for a minute. Which means we need electric chargers, mechanics, and so on. But not right now. Not anymore. So for those who ordered the buses, they're going to sit there until the money situation turns around. When do you think that's going to happen? The deficit for the fiscal year begins in July. It's tied to those waning fortunes of the California wealthiest taxpayers who left to get out of here. They pay the bulk of the personal income tax. They are the state's largest revenue source. Right? Now they're talking about cutting some key resources. Key needed services for people. But you know, I don't feel sorry for those rich people at all. No, not because they're rich. I have no problem with somebody beats their brains out to make money and then actually makes it. No. They support, they fund, they give money to these Democrats that just keep pumping away at their dollars, keep taxing them more and more as the days go on. What is wrong with these people? Issuing the letter now gives us a head start on the budget process by using the governor's executive authority to get agencies to cut back on non-essential spending. That's according to H.D. Palmer. He's a spokesperson for the state finance department. He said, we had roughly 7 months left in the fiscal year. So by taking this step now and getting ahead of the process, we can achieve cost savings. Well, that'll contribute to closing the budget gap. No, it won't. Because you're going to keep losing money on tax revenues. These are revenues you already counted on for next year. These are revenues, they don't tell you, the COLA increases that the state comes up with. You know, cost of living increase. Yeah. Theirs went from almost 4%, California, down to 1.2, something like that. Because they're so well-run. They're such a well-run machine. You Democrats keep voting for them. You Democrats keep pulling them back in. The Newsom administration originally projected a $14 billion deficit in the upcoming year. Newsom will present a detailed budget proposal in January. It won't be 14. It actually went from 14 earlier in the year to then, I think it was 26, up to 38. Now it's at 68. Right? Now, when you look at this, they've got the most expensive analysts on the planet working on this stuff. You think they wouldn't have known? You think they would have known? I think they did. I think they knew. I think they were disturbed by it, and they didn't know what to do because they didn't want to hear Governor Newsom. And then Newsom now wants to kind of force affordable housing projects. I think everybody should fight it. I think they should fight it, and keep going. It truly is the only way you're going to fix it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love it. I just think this stuff to me is great because it proves out stuff we've been saying for a long time. Right? The property crisis in California is an unexpected, significant turn. Governor Gavin Newsom, Attorney General Rob Bonta, and the California Department of Housing and Community Development, they initiated legal action against a La Cañada Flint Ridge, a suburb in Los Angeles County. The affluent community, with a population of about 20,000 in Los Angeles County, they've garnered attention. They've garnered attention. God bless. For rejecting an 80-unit mixed-use, mixed-income housing project. And the refusal has prompted the state to step in. Now, in the new housing laws, you really can't refuse these things. It's really sad. Right? The local government no longer has the kind of power it used to have. The state is taking it all away. Now, La Quinta Flint, which is known for its wealth and prosperity, is facing scrutiny for denying approval. Why would you want to put an 80-unit housing project among million-dollar homes? Who wants that? Why did I move there? Right? Why did I move to that area? Why did I spend the money on the house I spent? And because California has a housing crisis, why do they go there? Why don't you put them in more rural areas? Why don't you put them in areas where there are no other homes like this? And there's plenty of places in Los Angeles County to do that. Right? It raises questions about the city's commitment to equitable housing. Well, they're not. Nor should they be, frankly. Can we just be honest about it? Now, again, they're known for their wealth and prosperity. People move there because of what the area is like. Now, they've, you know, again, Newsom going after them. The focus is on California Housing Defense Fund and the city of the La Quinta Flint Ridge. It's very expensive. We're going to stay with this a little bit. You got to hear more about this. This is unreal as to what they perceive they can do to you. Show them to you. But you guys keep voting them in. No sympathy. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast today. FlightAware reported over 2,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the U.S., with just over 500 flights canceled. Boston Logan International Airport facing the most substantial impact, with more than 300 delayed flights and just over 200 cancellations. America's top defense officials is visiting Israeli leaders today, hoping to get an update on the Gaza war.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's visit comes as President Biden has criticized Israel over mounting civilian casualties. Israel's trying to destroy Hamas. There have been hints Israel could move to a lower intensity strategy in the new year. And if that's the case, Austin said he wants to hear the plan.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Look, the state of California has decided under Governor Newsom that, you know, you really cities can't really decide what they want to build and when they want to build. When it comes to affordable housing, they kind of have to approve it. They don't have much of a choice in the matter. And there are very few reasons why they could turn it down. So they're making it almost impossible for cities to regulate themselves. It's impossible for school districts, school boards, to actually, you know, go ahead and put their own policies in place. Because even though the local people elected them, the state has decided, yeah, you know what, you guys got, way too much power. And it's not going to work for us. We need to take some of that away from you because you guys are too powerful. And it's just amazing, isn't it? And again, they'll tell you how right they are because they're a lot smarter than you. Right? I don't know if you did. You guys, were you aware of that? I know some of you must have missed that memo. I don't know what to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. You gotta have to believe that because every time they get together, this legislature works on how to take more power away from city councils and school boards. That's what they do, right? And push the sexual agenda on. Any kid under 12, push hard. Now, in these cities, he wants to go to these major cities. I'd love him to go to the backyards of his own people. Go to where he lives. He'd never let that happen. Now, he emphasized the necessity for cities to adhere to strengthen housing laws. They're not housing laws. They're put in place to bring the values of your property down. They help no one. He stressed that all communities, regardless of affluence, must get driven their fair share to alleviate the housing crisis. He said that noncompliance owned but not be tolerated. Wow. Seriously. This is him telling cities how they're going to take care of their land. He doesn't care who voted them in and what the people in the city want. Attorney General Rob Bonta, his little lapdog, underscored the legal obligations of local governments asserting that Lockerstetta is required to process the affordable housing project due to its failure to adopt a compliant housing element on time. This is what they put these rules in place that, well, if you don't come around by such and such a date, yep, we're going to slap you down and do it ourselves, ruin your community all by our onesies. When denying a housing project, the state is seeking a declaratory judgment on locking out of Flint Ridge. In other words, to force them. Lack of a compliant housing plan. It becomes central here, you know, preventing local governments from rejecting housing. Right, they can't. They have to approve all this stuff. It's just nuts. And it's not frankly, it's not going away anytime soon, and you know that. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Okay, I just got to pump this in here. This is hilarious. You have to see it. Since we're on radio, it's almost impossible for you to see. But CNN reporter Casey Hunt, she looked like somebody hit her in the head with a baseball bat when she was reporting new polling data showing the former President Donald Trump leading President Joe Biden by a full 10 points in Michigan and another 5 points in Georgia. The poll also revealed a low approval ratings for Biden's job performance in both states, with significant numbers of voters expressing dissatisfaction with his policy, negative views of his sharpness and stamina. Now, the result indicated a remarkable turn in fortune, for Trump struggling Biden with former leading in several swing states. Now, he's kicking Biden's butt, is basically it. But to show you how out of touch, now I'm just going to believe them at face value, if you would. But they're out of touch. They are so out of touch. Think about it. They're really surprised that that Trump is beating Biden. They're really surprised that people aren't happy with Biden because they're hurting for money. They're hurting to pay their bills. They're hurting to put down. These people are so elitist. They're paid so well by CNN and others. They're overly paid, actually. They're not feeling the pain. So they don't understand you. I don't think any of those people in the Democrat Party at that level could understand you. These less engaged voters favor Trump by 26 points. 40 points in Michigan. Right now, Biden's not getting any credit for work he's done. According to Carolyn Bine, what work has he done? What part of the economy is doing so well? Almost twice as many voters in the swing states are saying that Bidenomics is bad for the economy. Right? I mean, really? If you're in a Biden campaign, you're going, wait, what? What's bad? What? They're out of touch. They don't go to the gas station like we do. They don't go to the supermarket like we do. They don't have to sit there and make a decision whether they, I don't know, buy stuff for their kids for school and or put food to the table and or put gas in the car. I mean, really, think about it. It's infuriating, right, that they really can't figure this out. Now, the post on CNN with a visibly disturbed host. I mean, I'm afraid. I'm thinking somebody should have ran in and gave her oxygen. She really looked like she locked up. She didn't know which way to go, right? 855-PRO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of. Show the way you win. You know? A Democrat endorsed by Hillary Clinton really lost in a landslide the other day. We know who she is. Democrat Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee, she lost a Houston mayoral race against challenger John Whitmer. Jackson Lee, at 73, was endorsed by Hillary Clinton, but who is Hillary Clinton? Do they not realize that these young people have no clues to who Hillary Clinton is anymore? She's been shrouded in this negativeness. She's been shrouded by, actually, somebody is finally shining the light on the things that she did over her years. Houston Mayor John Whitmer, or elect Mayor John Whitmer, said that Jackson Lee is a bully. This happened after he went in. No kidding. They all are. All those old-time Dems that have become, quote-unquote, progressive Dems, they're nothing more than bullies at this point. Right? Whitmer was focused on and talked about fighting crime and restoring the infrastructure. Jackson Lee focused on abortion and Trump, and hopefully they keep that up. See, Trump, they got nothing else. The only thing they can do is argue about Trump, yell at Trump, yell about Trump. What else have they done? They've done nothing to make life better. People want to go to work for me because we respect people. We don't bully people, Whitmer said. My family taught me to treat people the way you want to be treated. That works wherever you are, regardless of what community you're visiting. He had support from the fire department, the police department, sizable campaign fund. Whitmer emphasized increased policing to make the city safer. Ooh. Now, Jackson Lee didn't lose. She got shellacked, as we say. If you think about that, I mean, she lost to a white guy. Oh, my God, that's going to drive her nuts. Right? Whitmer got, 86,000 votes to Sheila Jackson Lee's 47,000. Yeah, big deal. See, that's local politics. People can't seem to tie them all together. But that's local politics. And she's looking and she's going, I mean, they're looking at her going, oh, no, not her. Now, in October, there was a leaked audio that surfaced of Representative Jackson Lee using extremely foul and abusive language while berating a staffer. It's not new. I'm telling you guys, we've had Secret Service agents on that were around at the time of the Clintons in the White House. And many of them say exactly the same thing about Hillary. She was nasty. Nasty, nasty. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back.
I'm back.
Thomas here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me. I know, I have trouble with that, don't I? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting, and just really just being part of the conversation, right? Being part of the solution, being part of the conversation, understanding, truly understanding, right? What's going on around you? It ain't that hard, people. It really isn't. And you don't have to be, that helps, huh? Yeah, okay. You don't have to beat your brains out making it happen either. You get informed, then you engage. Well, that's with the real information you have. And then you move forward from there. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved. We were talking about Sheila Jackson Lee, but I can only take so much of her. She's just a nasty, hateful person. You know, and you know, part of her, when was it, July, August, whatever it was. And in October, the audio was leaked of her using extremely foul and abusive language while berating a staffer. Can you imagine again? Trump. Nicole Jerome, this is what she says in the audio. I can't play because he's nasty. When I call Jerome, he only sits up there like a fat blank just talking about what the blank he does know. Both of y'all are blank-ups. This is the worst blank that I could ever have put together. Expletive big, expletive children, expletive idiots. They serve no expletive purpose. Think about this. This is supposed to be a seasoned statesperson, right? This was her voice in yelling at these people. The race highlighted division within the Democrat Party on addressing local crime. Whitmer, a long-serving lawmaker, prioritized local concerns. She's actually a 15-term, 30-year congresswoman. She emphasized women's access to abortion. It's getting old, Democrat Party. You don't care about... You know what? If a woman was beaten up and lost her child on the way to have an abortion, the Dems would be all over it. Or if a woman got beat up and had to keep the child, right, got delivered early because nobody knew she was going for an abortion, what would they do? It would probably be the worst thing that could happen, huh? Now, Lee, she kept emphasizing, again, about the abortion and portrayed her opponent as a Trump-style Republican, even though he was a Democrat. He was a moderate Democrat. He is a moderate Democrat. Great cities solve their problems, Whitmer said after the victory. We'll face challenges. We'll solve our problems. You know, this is, people want solutions. There are diehard Democrats, like there are Republicans, but there are diehard Democrats. They don't care what's going on around them. They go to the voting booth. They look for the D. They, you know, look at my grandfather. Was like, I hate to admit it. My grandfather would complain about prices. He complained about the government. He complained about what was going on. And he was part of the problem. He would go to the voting booth, look for an Italian name, make sure it had a D next to it, check the box. If there was no Italian name, then he would go for the second best, as he would put it, as long as it had a D next to it. That's the worst thing you could do. That's the... Even for Republicans, I say to them, do not vote for somebody just because they have an R next to them. Right? Because they may be terrible. And I've had some of those guys that I've helped out not really knowing all about them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, just get involved, get engaged. It really makes things so much better. You know, I started going down this road before. I guess I don't need to do that. I think we've done that story before. The when you think about God in our public schools, prayer, God, look at what's going on in our public schools today. They have no fix for you. They have no response for you. They can't tell you how to make it better. These kids are going through all kinds of stuff in public school. Can't talk about prayer. Can't talk about God. Can't talk about any of it. It literally drives them out of their mind. Well, what little mind they have, but it drives them out of their mind. And as far as I'm concerned, it makes absolutely no sense. You know, they really need, how do I say this? They really need to understand that without any kind of direction, focus, guidelines, our kids are just floundering. They got nothing. You've taken God out of the schools. You've taken prayer out of the schools. You've got the kids. You've got the inmates running the asylum. There are Democrats who actually say that the kids are the experts. You ready for this? And that we need to listen to the kids because they know what's best for them. They've got a mental disorder. They have to have a mental disorder. You're telling me a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old has much more knowledge and wisdom than you do as an adult? Because if that's the case, I'd have to question maybe where and how you were brought up. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Recently, our new speaker, he came out with the In God We Trust line. And I say that in that way because I want you to understand that he was trying to get the point across that we've abandoned everything in our past. Everything. And it makes absolutely no sense. Okay? All right. He starts off with in 1962 in that very chamber. Take a listen. Maybe.
Motto, In God We Trust, was adorned above this rostrum. And if you look at the little guide that they give tourists and constituents who come and visit the house, if you turn in there to about page 14 in the middle of that guide, it tells you the history of this. And it says very simply, these words were placed here above us. This motto was placed here as a rebuke of the Cold War era philosophy of the Soviet Union. That philosophy was Marxism and communism, which begins with the premise that there is no God. This is a critical distinction that is also articulated in our nation's birth certificate. What is our creed? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, not born equal, created equal. And they are endowed by the same inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That is the creed that has animated our nation since its founding.
For more Christian content.
Right? I mean, think about it. There's a history of, nobody wants to hear it. Right? These guys are on there. There's no reason for them to put that. But that's been up there since the beginning. I mean, God has been in and around our state house. You know, Jerry Nadler said that there's no place for God in this chamber. Think about that. Think about what he was saying. Now, you got to understand that was not our founding fathers' intention at all. It wasn't a freedom from religion. It was a freedom of religion. You'd be able to worship any way you wanted to. They prefer you worship the Christian God, but they weren't going to throw you in jail for not. Benjamin Franklin said one of the best things we can have is a Bible, a public school, and solid families. I'm using modern language, but and if you believe the greatest danger in our nation is because of the LGBTQ community or whatever, you're wrong. Right? The reason certain organizations have been allowed to flourish, certain things have been allowed to happen, is because we've thrown God out of everything. And the Freedom for Religion Foundation, they've got you conned. They've pressured an elementary school to stop teaching gospel songs in music class. But the Supreme Court has already ruled it's fine and it's legal. They are traditional songs that are legal. But the schools don't want the aggravation to fight back. It's wrong. We don't fight, we lose. We are acquiescing, we are saying it's fine. Don't ever say fine to evil. Don't ever say fine to something that's hurting your children. No matter what it costs you. So much in your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. Want you back here with me tomorrow. Sit by the fire and stay warm.